I hope you'll do it, but I'm not going to make a motion out of it. Jay, Bill Crozier.
Okay. This goes into
Would you please make your motion?
Okay. Motion to establish a community partners committee of KPFT's LSB to work with management to review community partners to ensure they are not detrimental to the social responsibility of the station. This comes from that draft.
Wait. We don't have a second yet. Don't you know? How long have you been doing this?
Okay, that's fine. I'll
start. Okay. Okay, Bill.
What is the motion?
Okay, would you please speak to your motion? You have 90 seconds.
Okay, this comes out of the draft underwriting proposal, which actually needs to be amended. It's supposed to be named Community Partners instead of underwriting. But that part of that requires that the LSB ensure that the community partners are not detrimental to the social responsibility of the station. But we don't have a mechanism to do that. So this committee, I'm suggesting we have a committee of the LSB to do that. For now, I basically told OPDK to require that Sam Agarwal, the CFO, and I approve any community partners until we can get this established. That was like a month and a half ago, I guess. But we're so I move that we establish such a committee.
Is there a speaker against this motion? Adriana.
I'm not against the specific. I mean, that doesn't matter what I feel about the community partners. What I'm saying is we are disregarding our attorney, John Krigler. He gave to the PMB last year a whole report about the problems with this. And what need to be taken under consideration, because we are risking to lose it, to lose the nonprofit status for the foundation. Okay? Then we need to be careful. It's not just because we want it. We are paying FCC liaison to with the FCC. I mean, our lawyer with the FCC. Just for that issue. We cannot disregard and make, okay, we make a committee, we select yes or no. I explained that a million times last year and this year. And then, you know, it's exactly the same thing. Bill knows it, and Bill knows that we have a lawyer, that is John Krigler, that advises us very specifically in this issue. We need to be careful. We need to know that we are not risking anything just because we want money.
A question for Bill?
You can ask a question, but whether it goes to Bill or not is state your, what you want to say.
So is this meant to be a local thing that then reports to the lawyer? It sounds like y'all have y'all paying legal counsel for this service. Is this kind of like a first quick look that gets sent up to legal and they approve it or not approve it?
Bill?
I don't think the lawyers need to be involved in this. It just needs to be is to implement a portion of the underwriting proposal, which says that the LSB is supposed to ensure that the community partners, or whatever the wording is in here, they're not detrimental to the social responsibility of the station. For example, I don't think we want to have Walmart as a sponsor,
right, or
some large corporation like that. We've already talked about that. And I mean, everybody says it's not going to happen, but we just need a mechanism in force of that. And Perkler didn't have anything to say that was contrary to what I was suggesting, but you know, he did mention that there are requirements for underwriting, what's allowed and what's not allowed, obviously. Most of that's already in the
Not back and forth, or we're going to get completely lost here. Alexandra.
Well, I had a question. I'm sorry. So basically, what this was it's like an oversight, or it's just us, and like we're vetting organizations that may be used to underwrite. And then it would just be LSB members, or it could be like other people in the community. Like, is it going to be a committee like that Nancy could be on? Nancy, like, we do that research good. Like, I know we have our differences, but like, to find out if somebody's corrupt, I'll probably like her to do the research. You know what I'm saying? So, would we be able? Would we have to limit it to board members, or could we? You know what I'm saying? Like, include other people. Is that an amendment?
No, no.
Well, I mean, the proposal, the underwriting proposal says LSB. I'm proposing just the LSB.
Okay.
Go to Robert and then KC.
PK is with her hand like that.
I can't see you over here. I'm sorry.
You need to be like
Robert,
your
you are you to the
go, Robert. Go, Robert. Go, Robert.
Go ahead.
I have some issues with vetting it through people rather than creating a policy and protocols and standards that we don't need people. The protocols and standards will do it itself. And if I'm not mistaken, some of those are already in the bylaws. And so...
No, come from
our... Adriana, you're out of order.
She's asking me.
I don't care. You don't have the right to speak when anybody's
okay,
in the
I'm sorry. That was on my part. I was just looking for a little assistance. But there are already guidelines and rules about what we can do and what we can't do. And I've talked with Brian and the others, and it seems like the vetting process is pretty well, established. They aren't going after Walmart. That they're going to check that even before they go out and reach to them. If we want to have reports and things like that, but I don't like this idea that two specific people are the ones that you have to go through. We're a board and we should do it.
Okay, Robert.
Yeah, I just like to respond to Adriana. I know a little bit about practicing law, and I know that there are a million lawyers out there that don't know anything about IRS rules. And an FCC lawyer is not necessarily an expert on IRS rules. And what I'm hearing in the comments she made is the attorney saying, make sure you dot your I's and cross your T's with respect to the IRS rules before you implement anything. Our IED has informed us that they have made an attempt to do that in the policy itself. And in response to the member that said, I don't like people doing it, if there's a set of protocols, which I'm in complete agreement there ought to be, and apparently there are some in place, then it still takes people to go through the information about the nonprofit and the protocols and say, yes, they comply or no, they don't. It's still got to be done by people.
Ted?
I don't have a copy of the proposal in front of me, but we are very careful in who we go after, and that proposal kind of lays out what we're working with. And I can resend it. You know, whatever you all choose to do, we will really try to work with you. This underwriting or community partnerships that you do, there's really a difference between underwriting and community partnerships, and I'm not going to get into the nuances now. But I just want to say very promising. Very promising. We have... I'm not going to mention any names. There's a verbal commitment for a $12,000 contract beginning in July from a local attorney, and HCC is in the process of paying us, and we've received $8,000 of it, a $14,000 contract. I predict that we can take underwriting up to between $20,000 and $30,000 a month. And we are working toward that. We now have more people than Brian pursuing this. It's something I've taken very seriously. I really don't want to take any tools off the table. But I will, if you all want an electronic copy of that proposal, I'll be happy to send it out. I don't know that I have all the board members, but I'll get Ted to send out an email, and I'll bring it back. But we are trying to, our goal is to inculcate the Pacifica guidelines inside this process. And I said that to you when I first handed it out in March.
Yeah.
Okay. How many is this your first or second time on this side?
It's probably second.
I was in the line after.
I think she was.
Beauty Voyage.
I was just going to say that it seems like this belongs in that larger conversation about the proposal, the underwriting proposal. So why should we vote on this before we voted on that?
And to that point, what I was going to do is table the amendment until the motion until next month, so we have a little bit more clarity on the issue.
I hear a motion. I think I heard a second to table this matter, and actually, you're postponing it definitely till next month.
Next month, a little bit more clarity. I think we all want the same thing.
Not debatable. All those in favor of tabling this item until next month, please raise your hands. All those opposed, raise your hands. Okay, the motion to table to postpone until next month, this item passes. Item K, Obadike, this is your motion. And by the way, while he is a non-voting member, he is not a non-motion-making member. I learned that about 10 years ago in this body, and I was surprised.
We have met, and we have...
Would you please read your motion?
To a firm agreement with the Montrose Center, developed by the former development director, Robin Lewis, that was part of the mayor agenda. The motion will be distributed after a meeting with the Montrose Center's development director, Kent Lofton, on June 6th.
Has this been effectuated in any way?
The point of order, what was that agreement? Is that the agreement where we're treading now rent for?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It was given to us last week.
No, the Montrose Center has backed off the original agreement that we made, which actually wasn't signed. They have cut down to 12 meetings a year. They are willing to provide this meeting free. Anything else that we do, we have to pay for. We are working to see what we are going to offer them in return because we, you know, our initial proposal, their board decided to back off for several reasons. If you want me to, I can list a couple.
Well, let me ask the body, we don't have a revised proposal tonight, is that correct?
That's correct.
So I guess what we would be doing is... Table it or give them the freedom to vote to sign it. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe Alan. I move that we postpone in the next meeting when we see the agreement our decision.
Is there any objection to postponing this until next month? Hearing none, we will postpone it until next month.
Does the objection come with rationale?
It doesn't have to.
Huh?
It doesn't have to. We're going to wait until next month and vote.
That's not an answer to my question.
It doesn't have to have a rationale, so no, it does not come with a rationale.
So is one permitted or not?
We just voted to postpone it until next month. Okay, Robert, this is your motion on the folio.
It is.
Yeah, L, folio.
Okay.
Would you please read your motion?
Motion requesting from management a status report regarding the program guide and a budget, if any, and where we go with that.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, please speak to your motion.
Well, I might just say that I think Bill Crozier in here has said that he's working on it, and the whole thing just seems to continually be in la-la land. There's nothing definitive. I don't know where to go. People have criticized it and called it toilet paper and seat warmers for the art car parade. And Nancy's talked about growing listenership. I don't know what else to do but have something to be able to hand somebody for what little reason there is to remind them to maybe tune in and start listening to this radio station. So I think it's a very useful item, and I wish we could find out if we've got the money and get something done. And I would like to know where that is.
Well, let me, Obadike, Do we need a motion to get you to provide us with this by next month?
No.
Okay. With that, can we have a maker of a motion and a second. Can we withdraw this with the knowledge that Obadike is going to provide us a response to this motion by next month? Is there any objection to withdrawing it? And we'll, with a note that we will get a report.
Just a point of information.
Yes, ma'am.
You are calling on us every time that we interact. May I ask you to be just the chair and do exactly the same? If you want the party to do something, I mean, be the chair or give the place to somebody else. Okay? Now you can take both.
I just wanted to say that I'm working on a program guide.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah. I'm not.
So. Yeah. Around. It is being worked on.
I'm working on a program guide. Yeah. And
and it is funded.
And, yeah.
Also, if you...
I've got to, you know, y'all got to ask the outreach person. Y'all just get up and say whatever you want to say.
But the program guide that I'm creating will also be electronic and have a book. And I think you all will like it. It takes just a little bit of time because I'm not getting paid for this, so I'm doing my paycheck so that I can do it. But by next week, you will have something to look at, and I was going to give it to Obadike and to Lunicia to get out to everybody to look. But it is being worked on.
How does the body want to handle this at this point?
We
want to
thank PK.
Thank you, PK. Thank you.
I saw
you
want to thank
you. What about my thank you?
Oh, thank you. What about
Andrew?
And
Alexander, too.
Everybody that is working on this.
A question. I don't know if this goes to the body of the whole, but when this established program guide goes out, are we utilizing a union printer? Are we?
We're not even at printing yet.
Okay.
Good question.
Station, right?
Okay.
And that is a good question.
I threw this open to the body and got chaos. I'm wanting to assume a motion. I am doing what Roberts allows the chair to do, and that is to ask them to. Okay. So I'm assuming the motion, and that is I am asking the body if it's acceptable to withdraw this motion with the knowledge that we'll have a report by next month. Okay? Are you okay with that, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Jerry Lynch, item M.
Okay, I move that we meet in a committee of the whole, and I wanted to amend my amendment. I actually have to support 15 minutes, starting now, to discuss the overall balance of programming and use as the start of our conversation the great success of Amy Goodman event and what is happening in the world every day. It suggests a golden moment for KBFT, which should not be missed. That's the political issues that are happening in American society. We should advise managers to adjust the programming to include more political content, not just with the Open Journal. Furthermore, I say it's important that there be an easy-to-follow schedule such as talk and politics from 6 a.m., that's a suggestion, to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, and music the rest of the time. There's no substitute for an understandable schedule. Not everybody is a KPT aficionado that follows
Jerry,
the schedule.
You can't go off.
I suggest that KPFT announce with as much detail as possible names of guests or topics what is going to be on during the latter part of the day. Telling people to go to the web is no substitute.
Okay, is there a second?
One second.
Okay, there's a motion to go into a committee of the whole for 15 minutes. And if this motion passes, then we will talk about this. If this motion fails, then we will not have this 15-minute conversation with each person being given, I guess, about 1 minute per person, with some people being able to speak twice. So the motion is to go into a committee of the whole. It's not debatable. It's not amendable. All those in favor, please say aye. All those opposed, say no.
No.
Okay, the motion fails. Item N, Okay, I'm going to pass the gavel to... Okay. My motion is, following Article 6, Section 7 of the Pacifica Bylaws, in view of this article in the Pacifica Bylaws, that the board shall make reasonable efforts to broadcast or webcast all its public meetings and committee meetings, whether such meetings are in person or telephonic. What steps should we take? I'm asking for an informal discussion.
Is there a second?
Are you just moving to discussion?
Is
there a motion?
Yeah.
It's a motion?
I'll second
it. A motion to have a discussion? I'll second it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, folks, when we first were created in 2001, the meetings were held at Leisure Learning Unlimited, and they had all the kinds of computer necessaries so that these meetings could be streamed. I personally felt that we would have greater community involvement and so on if we actually went to the other part of this, which was broadcast. I don't know what the limitations are here in this building, but I would love for us to let the community know what the heck we're doing. And the way to do that is by either broadcasting it or at least webcasting it. And I would like for us to do at least the latter, but preferably the former, being broadcast.
On what station?
Yeah.
On 90.1 FM.
The wall? It's happening, like, live?
Yeah.
On the main station?
What's the show's on right now?
Well, thanks
for being here. What show's on right now? She would know.
Okay. Here.
Here.
Here. Here. Here.
I wouldn't want it on 90.1 because that's bad programming. But I do agree that this should happen, so much so that I even suggested to several board members in the past few months that I would be willing to put $500 down to hire a professional to come and record things and put a Facebook Live it, whatever things we need to do. But I feel like without paying for it, all we're doing is asking for volunteers. And we have some excellent volunteers that are helping out doing this right now. But if this is truly something the board is an initiative, the board should pay for it. As I said, I would be willing to put down as much as $500 towards this. Anybody else wants to put into the pot to help? You know, you're talking about 3 hours a month for someone to sit here and be kind of our paid professional secretary, Facebook Living it, sending out minutes of the meeting that night so we get everything on schedule and quickly. I mean, that's worth money to me, and I'd be willing to put down some money on that.
Thank you, Anna.
Okay.
I just have to take it.
Oh, that's okay. I am all for transparency, and I think a Facebook Live is probably the best way to do this because a lot of people don't have time to come and sit in the meetings with us. But I think we owe it, and we have a due diligence responsibility to let people know why we're asking them to be members, what we do, how we do it, and to start getting memberships involved with some of the divisions that happen here so that we can know what the public wants from us versus what we as a small insular group is doing. So I'm all for it, and while I can't give $500, I know somebody who can. So I will help to do that because I think that it is so important. And if you really wanted to, we would do that retreat before the next Facebook meeting and maybe learn how to treat one another so that we don't become reality TV.
Amen.
Okay.
Jaime, didn't you have your hand up before?
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm all for transparency. I don't have a problem with that at all. But until we learn how to act in these meetings, we do not need to be live on anybody's screen. And we keep they keep screaming about a retreat. We need to have a retreat.
We do. We should. It'd be good for us.
Okay. Bill?
Well, I think a better thing is what we already have set up for is to record the meetings and have them available online for people to listen to them afterwards. And, you know, I've been recording the meetings. Adrian is recording the meetings. I don't have time to do the editing. There's some editing involved. You got to chop off the stuff before the meeting starts and after it finishes and change the bit rate so the file is not so huge and chop it up into hour-long segments. And it's already set up, KPFDX, you can upload that. And I know Adriana volunteered to do that a month or two ago. We still don't have any meetings posted this month, I mean this year. And I don't have time to do either, I guess she doesn't. What we really need is just a volunteer to do that. We don't need a motion, we just need somebody to do it. And I'll be glad to give copies of the audio I've got if somebody's willing to process it. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of time, but it takes a little bit of time.
Let me check and see if we can do this live on HD3 after Venetia's suggestion. And if it's on HD3, I don't believe Facebook Live is archived at all. I think it's over when the event is over. But on HD3, it should be archived for a couple of months. And one of my tech people is working on archiving to the cloud, so it will be available, period. So, and I would like those $500 to be pledged in Fund Drive tomorrow.
Adriana was before me.
Well, I believe that something that Venetia said, we are not ready for prime time. I think that is the best way to be ready for prime time.
Yes.
When you have a camera and you have consequences, you know. It's very, we really learn. When somebody's insulting somebody and he's there, or somebody's, you know, we know what is going on. I think that is very good, but because that will show what happened. We'll talk about the recording, but during a while, and all of us know that. That's why I'm making my own recording. And we were putting that online without any problem till 2015 or 2016, I believe. But one of the problems is that normally I know, I don't want to make names or say names, but we know that we are cleaning the tapes. I don't want any cleaning tapes. When somebody insults somebody, need to be there. If I dare to insult somebody, I should be there. I should be there for everybody to realize the way that we treat each other. Even if we are not ready for practice, we should learn really fast. Or, yeah. That is really good. It's transparency.
Only a point of information. If we've established that this will cost of the station about $500, wouldn't this $500 be better?
This $500 is not offered to me. Mm-hmm. It's offered for this purpose.
For that purpose.
That's what you said.
Yes, yes. So it's offered for that.
You know, but would $500 be better?
That doesn't even matter.
Utilized with Hispanic programming, would it be better utilized on equipment or paying our central services or? I mean,
there's a million things at $500 to help you, and I understand that. Yes. But I'm specifically saying we want this.
Okay.
Anissa, first of all, and then I'm going to say what I'm going to do. When a person donates their money, you can't tell them what to donate. And I think that's what he was trying to say, that this is what he's sending his $500 for. This is what my $500 is going to. Now, if we accept his money, we must do what he told us to do with his money. Okay, with that being said, what I wanted to address was a technology thing. I know everybody keeps talking about live, but the average one of us, we don't sit down and listen to stuff live. We go back and we listen to it. And if you do your due diligence, you will find out that most millennials, since that's what y'all say y'all trying to attract, we listen. The beauty about technology is that we get to use technology when we want to use technology. Yes, you may record it live, but I may not listen to it until midnight tonight when I'm in my bed and I can understand what's going on. I'm not going to listen to, we in prime time right now, 7 to 10. If we on the East Coast, you know, East Coasters are doing what? Going out to eat, just now getting off work on the subway, doing something. They're not sitting still listening to nothing. Most of us listen to things when we have time to listen to it. And I just want to say that from a technology perspective.
Thank you.
Casey, do you need somebody to go with you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm okay. I can do this.
Thank you. Bob's going to go with you. I'm a grandma.
I move that we close this discussion and allow OGK to...
I object. I was called upon. I deferred to the member that had their hand up before me.
Oh,
and then when she was done,
go
other
ahead.
People...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah, I would just like to suggest that OGK, in his negotiation with the Montrose Center, find out if our data usage on such an occurrence might not cost them money that they aren't prepared to spend. It's a matter that should come up in discussion, because I have no idea. I'm not a technical person, but it seems to me that unless they have unlimited data, it might present a problem for them.
If there's no more discussion, we'll just do
it. Maybe one last point. I mean, my point is just that they're recording it, but they're telling us they don't have time to put it out there quickly. So my only sentiment is, whatever the mechanism to get it out there, whatever it takes, I'm willing to put money down on that because it's important.
Thank you. Okay.
I thank you all for all of this discussion on these, I think, critical issues. I would like to see if the body would allow Obidike to go next with a 10-minute report, and then we'll go to the Pacifica National Board report, and that will get us to about 5 minutes if the full time is taken up, and then we'll, I don't know where we'll be next, but is that okay? Obidike now, and then the PNB report?
Are we done voting on it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think so. We'll see if something comes up that I don't know about. All right.
Okay. In addition to the sheet that I passed out, and I, first of all, please excuse my tardiness. I was dealing with a sick car that's a lot better. And this day has really been crazy. And calls and meetings, a couple of things I'm planning. I didn't get a chance to do much of what I had planned to do. But I want to thank you all for the opportunity to tell you. A couple of things happened in the past month. We had a programmers meeting, two programmers meetings. I think that's something that was desperately needed, and it seemed to be very, very well received. We had a programmers meeting, one on Thursday evening and one on Saturday afternoon at the Shea Community Center. They extended our usage of that meeting room as complimentary, so that was greatly appreciated. We had on Thursday more than 100 programmers there.
Oh, wow.
It really kind of tripped us out. We had about between 40 and 50 on Saturday.
38,
okay. Their issue, the programmer's issue, was that we came at them with so much information, they did not feel that they got an adequate opportunity to interact with us. And so we are going to have a programmer's meeting between early and middle July where they get a chance to beat us up if they want to, which will probably happen. now, to the question, and this wasn't on my report, of Open Journal and forcing them to take calls. I must say that I have been a programmer much longer than I have been in IGM. And as a programmer, I would not want y'all messing with my program. I mean, and Cliff's point was correct. The general manager is not the programmer's voice. KPFT is about free speech. And I would probably, I want to say this very carefully, because I have been accused of taking several programs off the air, a couple. Anyway, I don't know where this stuff comes from, but, were it to come to something that I really felt needed to be done, I would probably do no more than ask. And if it was something that I had those issues with, then I would think about removing or suspending the program. But I'm not, it's really not my style. I'm more a live and let live kind of person. But I just, for the record, I believe in call-ins. And all of my shows have basically been call-in shows. I have introduced information and individuals and entities that dealt with information, and a lot of times people want to interact, and I believe in letting them interact. One of the things I have noticed in several other radio programs is that unless it's conservative radio, in many cases, call-in seems to be going by the wayside. And people text and the host read the text on the air. I'm not really for that, but we have created a text line at KPFT so our listeners can text in should they want to. And I guess that's just part of the technological revolution. I guess it may not be a revolution anymore. It's just kind of the way things are. So, but anyway, that's my thought on... And also, as far as Open Journal is concerned, I think they consider themselves a magazine type show, and they have a really tight time schedule, down to the minute. And so call-ins would really screw their format up. So that's just, what I think of it. I also appreciate the vote of confidence, and I want that to extend to underwriting. Nobody laughs. But one thing that happened this last week was we brought in the interim general manager from KPFA.
K.
K. I always screw it up. KPFK.
K.
In Los Angeles. Her name is Christine Blaisdell. And she is kind of like, from my understanding, I'm just really getting familiar with her, a super pitcher. KPFK just had a $700,000 fund drive. And, we could almost do one of those and be in really good stead. I think that we should consider some of the differences between Houston and Los Angeles. One of those differences is about 4 million people.
We have 18,000 members.
Yeah. But we came in, Christine came in, she spoke to us, she worked to some degree with the staff, she spoke at the Saturday programmers meeting. She was ending her fund drive and was just kind of wiped out, even though she came in Thursday. She chose not to speak to the Thursday programmers meeting. She did work with the staff, and she has prepared a couple of individualized programs for us to run in our upcoming fund drive. These individualized programs, she's done them for WBAI and from the leadership call, the general manager at WBAI said that they had utilized these programs that she put together to raise $80,000. I really hope that we do that well with them. As far as preemptions, There will be some shows that are preempted. They will be preempted for the fund drive. No show that's being preempted will lose their show. We have utilized some of the suggestions that she made to determine which ones we are going to use. We're going to plug in her two shows. We're going to plug in the show that she did with Mark Torres that advertised the jump drive, The Voices That Change the World, and that we did very well with toward the end of the March fund drive. But anyway, we are back again. We also are forming a grant writing committee. This fund drive, and we would appreciate as much involvement as you can spare. You've heard of the Thousandaires, and we are really about to start delineating what's involved in it. You can become a Thousandaire by donating $1,000, and I know at KPFT we cry broke. We are encouraging people to become a Thousandaire by dividing it into 12 pieces. That's $84 a month. We would like that ongoing revenue. So you can become a Thousandaire by either making that donation or helping to raise $1,000 for the station. And we say Thousandaire, but I've been trying to figure out a way to write thousand, work thousand plus, but I haven't figured out how to do that and make it coinable yet. But so I would like to encourage the board members to help us raise money and to be involved with us as much as possible.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but I forgot that we have a treasurer's report, a community advisory report, and an LSB report. So can you tighten it up?
I'll try to finish it. Now, I want to say that there was a young lady here who spoke about the wonderful job that Ted, Elaine, and Casey did yesterday. And they did, in fact, do a wonderful job. And I believe they got 12 or 13 calls. This was on in the time slot for Voices. Voices is a show that we have created to, as PK says, put the community back in community radio. And it's not scripted. We provide the technology, the production, and we let community people bring the content. The response has almost been overwhelming. It is booked through early September. And we strongly urge all of those people to take calls. And I believe every one of them has. Now, you know, we want to say, and we want you to remember, that this is community radio. These are not radio professionals. So you may or may not be impressed with all of the Voices episodes, but I have really been surprised at the responses some of them have received. The other day, a young woman came on and did a show and asked a question, is hip-hop dead? The number of calls she received, including one from a 65-year-old white guy, was impressive to me. We had a guy to come on and talk later. Well, let me, you know. Also, the website committee is continuing to meet and continuing to develop our website, and we have a branding campaign going on that I can't speak to as well as the person leading it, who is PK McCary. And I also want to say, because I wasn't here to appreciate volunteers, but we, and I'm not going to start calling names because I didn't write any down, but I do want to say, I want to thank all of you who are initiatory and creative and bring your creativity to us. And I just want to say that I really am open to creativity. And in situations like that, my main concern is, what can the station do to uphold you and support the projects that you are bringing? I would like to say that we're probably not ready for prime time, but individually and in small groups, you guys really work well. You all are really committed to KPFT. And I also want to say, as far as programming is concerned, I really would like the programming council to be formed. But after this pledge drive, if the programming council is not formed, I'm going to bring together a group of people. They will not be called the programming council. They will not be determined by these arbitrary numbers that have been placed out there. And I'm going to ask people for insight and input. Programming is the lifeblood of any radio station. And for our listenership to grow, and the only way our membership will grow is if the listenership grows. Now, I am committed to finding alternative ways to raise revenue, but I also want our listeners and members to be involved at, really at every step of the way. And one of the things that we ask the people who do voices is, look, we are giving you an opportunity to expose yourself, maybe because they're that better. To our audience, and we would like for you to expose us to yours. So we have had people who, you know, have been putting out things on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we are hoping to use this show as one way to grow our listeners. And we think that if we grow listeners, we can extract a greater number of members in that process. And I'm also going to say that this is the first major fund drive, full-fledged fund drive, that I have been in charge of. And this one is going to be a little bit different. And this is, it's going to perhaps be difficult to do what we are trying to do. We're ending it on Friday the 30th because that's heading into the July the 4th weekend, and we really feel that everybody is going to be checked out. We have a goal of $250,000. To be quite honest, that goal, for us to reach it, we need to come up with $16,000 a day. We need to make $500 an hour from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. We need to make $766 an hour from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. So we are really trying to climb every mountain. We would like as much assistance from you, your friends, colleagues, as possible.
Can you talk about groups?
Yeah.
If you have three, if you bring three people, fill an out your group. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? You, if you bring three people. I noticed that I told a few people that, and they were like, oh my God, that's so cool. So you should tell VSA. You should do, like, you know what I'm saying?
Alexandra, yeah. I want to let Terry. I'll
reach out. Keep it up. Don't ever stop.
Terry, can you keep it to 2 minutes?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. May I ask a question to the general manager?
Do you want to hear from the community advisory board or
yes,
treasurer?
That's why I
he has to leave. He has to leave now. I've asked him to stay.
Oh my God.
Let him have 2 minutes, and then we'll come back to questions for OBDK after we hear from our treasurer.
You're making a case, man. This is important. We've got to raise $250,000.
Understood. Terry, could you please give us your two-minute report?
That's Terry.
Yeah, sorry, doesn't matter. That's all irrelevant. Here's a little one-page written summary that should be enough for everybody. I'll give them the bill, and Bill can pass it around, if you would, please. Or just send it around in a bundle. The Community Advisory Board, just to summarize briefly, we believe the mission of our radio station is to be one that strives to foster understanding of all our members and community, et cetera, et cetera. To that end, the CAB has met three times in 2017, March, April, and May. At these meetings, we completed development of the 2017 annual community survey, the public service announcement, and the email solicitation calling for listeners to participate in this survey. The survey is the principal tool the CAB uses to provide information to KPFT station management about our listeners, their wants, and those actions that might be taken to increase listenership and listener satisfaction. In addition, the CAB has had the privilege of closing discussions with the immediate past president, past general manager, Wayne Bradley, and the introductory dialogue with Obidike in May. Both of them were very positive and enlightening. As of this date, the PSA is recorded and ready to be played. The email solicitation is written and submitted. All we're waiting for is the survey to somehow get shoved on the website so people can actually get to it. It's in the ether somewhere. I don't know where it is. Other things on the agenda include continuing discussion of a town hall meeting where suggestions have included an on-air event, perhaps a voices segment or a fixed site event, and increasing CAB membership. Current members of the CAB are Marianne Martinez, who's our chair, Timothy O'Dowd, Craig Leitner, Stuart Snow, and myself. My name is Terry LePage. If I can ever help anybody with these questions or concerns about the CAB, we're happy to do so. Yes, ma'am, may I help you?
Yes. I was there in the last meeting, and what I worry is something that I heard, and I have in front of me, and I hope that we can, we talked about this before, we always comply. The CPB is the one that talk about the community advisory board requirements. It's not the committee, like I heard in that meeting, I heard that they said that before the former general manager told the CAB that was in a, was his committee. I have nothing to do. You can go to the CPB and the Community Advisory Board.
We're fully aware of our obligations with respect to the CPB. Those have been printed out and distributed to our members. An individual's perspective on the CAB is irrelevant with respect to the
CPB. It's not irrelevant, sir. What I'm saying is the Community Advisory Board, you can call whatever you want to have. The Community Advisory Board have a specific rules and a specific requirements that our station need to have. I explained it. When I went there and I saw an email that all of us saw it circulating saying that I was questioning, I was asking questions. I wasn't questioning, but now I'm questioning. Because what the answer that I have there is the Community Advisory Board is nothing, it's independent. It's our obligation. KPFT have to have CAB. And the requirements are this LSB during, since I remember 2010 at least, the CAB come in front of the LSB and the LSB accept the members that are part of CAB. Always was like that, we always did it. Now we have members that we don't even know that they were members of CAB.
And who would that be?
Whoever the chair of the CAB come in front of the LSB and present the new member.
Okay. I'm going to refer this item to the governance committee. It needs to be addressed.
Point of order.
Yes, sir.
The CAB is wholly independent.
Yes.
No,
it's
not
an obligation. There is no authority of this body or any KPFT governance over the CAB.
My understanding is that the members of the CAB have to be approved by
exactly.
the
Exactly.
But that's a rule this body made in violation of the CPB regulation.
Okay,
no,
we'll discuss this. Adriana, I don't want to have a debate between you, Robert, and myself. We will address all of this in governance. And you're a member of that committee, Robert, so we can bring that there.
Let me
let our treasurer let us know what we need to know.
I need to finish something, sir.
What do you
this same body, when Robert Mark was the chair, they denied one of the members, a membership to CAB to one of the members because they didn't like it. And then, I'm sorry, that happens.
What I'm saying,
this body always did it.
Okay, we're going to address this in governance. Okay, Nick, would you please synthesize this, Andrew? The report we've all received.
You have the written report. I think there's two important things to point out on the written report. The first one is that we're currently 15, as of the end of March, which is as current as the P&Ls have been given, we are 15% below our budgeted revenues, which is causing a significant shortfall. Second thing I think I need to point out is that we have a significant balance due with Pacifica. Primarily from missed essential services payments. We also have some money that we owe them from a loan for the transmitter. We're also behind on our payments for the pension. So the exact figures are in the report. The third thing I want to let you know is the National Finance Committee met last night. The National Finance Committee, I think the important thing you need to know from that meeting is that Pacifica can no longer tolerate missed essential services payments. We're not the only station that's been missing those payments. Our balance is significant. Other stations' balances are significant. Pacifica has debts to pay that aren't getting paid. I'll let Bill fill in details from there, but you know, if Pacifica and the station are going to continue as ongoing concerns, we need to be able to make those payments. So this is a really important fund drive for that reason. With that, be glad to answer any questions if the chair will permit.
May I ask?
March 31st.
We have our numbers in March, and we are in June.
That is the most recent P&L that I've been given.
Okay. Hey, folks, I'm going to 1 minute. Well, we're 3 minutes to midnight. I mean, to 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. What do you want? How does the body wish to handle this? We've got Adriana wanting to ask questions a little bit, DK. You have questions to the treasurer, and I don't know what to do. Bill, do you have a suggestion?
Well, I think we need a little more time. Okay. I mean, we've talked a whole bunch about a lot of things that are really, frankly, not so important. We've got some really serious financial issues that, frankly, we need to tell you about.
Hearing what's not important is not important right now. What do you want to do?
I move that we extend the meeting by 10 minutes.
Is there any objection? And how do you want to extend it?
10 minutes for the treasurer's report.
Ten minutes for the treasurer's report?
Yes.
Okay, is there any objection?
Point of order, do we have to be on the building box? Yeah, I got an objection. We're overwhelmed with debt. We know that. We don't need nobody else to tell us. No other reports can be. We up deep shit.
Are you going to take the 10 minutes? To
no. I'm going to do what I feel like you do, like you do.
Okay.
Adriana, what is your suggestion?
My point of order, address, please.
What is your
when
point?
Do we have to be out of this
building?
We
don't have to be out of here anytime.
Okay.
Yes, something. I'm really concerned. We asked some of us members of the PMB. We ask unanimous consent from the PMB to inform you people our elected what's going on. We don't have it. I think what I'm worried, the only thing that we have in these 10 minutes is a stroke in the back and telling you have to. And it's more serious than that. And that's okay. I'm not allowed, obviously, because the PMB, the members of the PMB and the one present here, the other two members, they didn't really allow us three LSBM meeting today. Three LSBs. And we are asking, it's so grave the situation that we ask for to communicate that to all of you. We are not allowed to do it. Why is the 10 minutes for? To talk about something financial that have to do with March and we are in June?
We've got a plan. We've got a plan. That is, when someone wants to make a motion to adjourn, if it passes with a majority vote, we will adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, is there a second to the motion to adjourn?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. It is 10 o'clock. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
We'll take a hand vote. All those in favor say, please raise your hands. All those in favor of adjourning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All those opposed, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 opposed. We all will continue.
No, sir, you need 2/3. Our adjourning time is 10.
That's a standing rule, and it only takes a majority vote to suspend a standing rule. It's not a special rule that supersedes Roberts.
God.
Okay. Now, do you want to appeal the decision to the chair and waste time doing that? Okay. Questions of Nick. Who has any questions of our treasurer? Bill, 1 minute per question and answer.
Actually, I'd like to give some information. But
you have 1 minute. Go.
Look, Cass, I can't do it in a minute.
Okay.
No.
Robert.
Aren't you going to give a report too, Bill?
Well, I'd like to, but I can't do it in a minute.
This report under central services actually shows we took in $3,800 more in central services than our budget required. How do you account for a $120,000 deficit this year?
170.
When the report says.
That's a good question. Do we get a profit and loss statement? The profit and loss statement is not a cash flow statement. It looks at incurred expenses. So we're incurring that expense. That doesn't mean we paid the expense.
Thank you. Any other questions of Nick? Okay, Susie.
I have a question. I'm wondering how come we owe on the transmitter when we did two special funds to gather funds to pay for that. Can we see the figures on that?
Nick?
We never received them.
Nick or Obidike, who would like to answer that question?
I'll have to get the information. I don't have it.
Appreciate it.
You can answer it, Robert?
Sure.
Okay.
The transmitter costs $200,000. We paid $100,000 and we borrowed $100,000. It's the payments on the $100,000 we haven't been paying. The $100,000 that we raised money for was sent to the company for the transmitter.
Okay. Are there any other questions of Nick? Adriana?
Well, first of all, like I said before, we are in June and we have an income and loss statement. How good that could be if it's March?
Can you speak up, please?
We have a March, a report that says profit and loss
at
the end of March. March.
Okay.
We are in June.
All right.
How this is, why we cannot have a more...
I've asked the same question at the National Finance Committee. It was on the agenda for last night's meeting. We didn't get to it.
And other thing, because you can see how this is mixed. Here said that we total revenue 85% of budget, and in the report from the general manager,
point
we said that we are 51%.
Excuse me, hold on.
So you're 15%.
Let her finish her second
question. Well, it pertains to her question.
Well, after she finishes, you can restate it, but let her finish. Adriana.
First, that 51 against 85. But this is something that really worked. I don't know what happened. I want to know who's the signer in our accounts, because the bill and the PMB implement the change that we made. It's not. I want to know who's signing our checks. I want to know how many accounts do we have, because the last time that I checked, we have 7. I want to know what's going on, if everybody knows. If anybody know how much money is there?
Adriana, your minute is up.
Okay, how much money is there?
I don't have an answer to those questions. Can I ask that you send me an email with those questions? And I'll get answers.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You said we're 15% below budget. Is that on March 31st?
As of March 31st, which is 6 months into our financial year.
It's not a today set.
No, it's probably worse today, but I can't say for sure until we get the report.
Okay, Bill?
Well, I can't do it in a minute, so I'll just say I will email you some information, and I really encourage you to read. Pacific has some really serious financial problems.
We know.
Because of neglect over a number of years, Empire State Building negotiations are not going well. They're pushing us really hard to get, you know, as much cash out as they can, and you all need to know about the details. And they'll take a lot more than a minute, sorry.
Why would you
so please wait while I'll send you some information.
Why would you pay your people?
Adriana, you've had your two opportunities. Bob, this is your second opportunity.
Well, I don't want to sound critical in this, my statement, but I've asked a couple of questions of you when you first came on, and you didn't have answers, and I never got an answer. And I don't remember what they were. They probably weren't as critical or potentially as important as whether or not we have 7 bank accounts. But this was brought up a couple of months ago or a month ago when we were asking for a change in signees and a change in a bank account. And, you know, if that's an allegation that has any value or basis, we as a board, you know, it's not very comforting to know what we've been through, and this is not to you so much, at KPFT. And
10 seconds.
And then Bill's over here crying about how far in debt we are and how long this has gone on. I mean, can't we get a little help and find out what kind of, where's the money? Where is the money? Give us some comfort.
Well, the quick answer is, by and large, we never raise the money.
Yeah. Well, that's what you know.
Okay. Do we have any other questions of Nick?
I know what the fund drive results have been for the last year. I know what the revenues are if they line up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for all the hard work you've done.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
One more question.
Okay. We have one more question.
Yeah, I just have a question about
1 minute.
How do we get information when the National goes into executive sessions and we can't know what that information is about? And when we do listen to anything on the PMB, the Maestro system, I have a problem with. And we owe some money to somebody who got a summary judgment, which meant the way they got it was that the lawyers didn't respond to it. So now we owe him money, and there are problems with that person. And why we have to pay them before we pay anybody else, I'd like a clearer picture of our finances, including, you know, who we pay and not what they pay, not what they get paid, but why they're being paid or why they're being hired when we have all these financial problems. Those are things that take more than 10 minutes, which is why I did not want 10 minutes. I want a real clear, we have a fiduciary responsibility to our members who give us money to know what is going on and how can we have that conversation. Not a report, a conversation, deep digging, so that we can get to the facts, so that we can make decisions rather than decisions based on who we believe and who we don't believe. You don't have to believe me. Believe what I've researched and uncovered and the questions that I have. You don't have to believe me. Believe me what's in black and white if we can get black and white.
Thank you. You want to respond to that in 1 minute?
It's not a question to me.
All right, Jerry, 1 minute.
I just wanted to make a comment. Actually, I'm responding to what PK said. I mean, I will tell you myself, I mean, if you ask me to raise money because we're in debt and we never get any details, I mean, it's like, it sure doesn't motivate me. I don't know why it would motivate anybody. I mean, we're so urgently in debt. It's an emergency. It's in a crisis, believe me, but it's a secret, and I can't tell you. It doesn't exactly motivate me. I don't know about the rest of the general public, our donors. If I was a big donor, it sure as hell wouldn't motivate me. Why is it always so secret, for God's sake? Do you think that if you told the secrets, everybody would say, Pacifica's collapsing, why donate at all? If it's that bad, but, I mean, it just is not motivating for the secrecy. At least we are becoming more transparent. We have an executive director now who at least will answer questions. I mean, before it was just shut up, raise money, and don't ask questions. It's not very motivating.
Thank you.
Can he answer that question?
Can I just say, you know, for the next meeting, please, let's allow Doug time for this. I mean, this is why I voted against the motion in the beginning, to move all this other stuff up on the agenda. Because we needed time for the committee reports, the national committees, and financial reports. It's like, you know, everybody wants to spend all their time on whatever's first on the agenda, and then we don't have time for the important things.
Robert?
Yeah,
with
point of personal privilege.
Yes, sir.
My point of personal privilege is I have lost a nut that holds my brake on my wheelchair together. If anybody sees a little silver nut on the floor, could you please find it and return it to me? And I would like to address the issue, though, if I may. One thing that was said that was incorrect, a motion for summary judgment is not a default judgment, which is what was described when an answer isn't filed. A motion for summary judgment is a dispositive motion.
What does that mean, dispositive?
It gets rid of the case. When a court is being asked that these facts, if true, then this judgment should follow. We had no defense to a lawsuit that was filed that said the bylaws of Pacifica say a member of one of our committees is indemnified if they are sued while performing their duties as a Pacifica officer. We didn't indemnify him. He incurred personal expense. The court granted a judgment without a trial because we could not deny the allegations. It was open and shut. There's the washer. I got the washer.
It seems like we are getting close to a motion to adjourn.
Privilege.
Yes.
I want here in front of everybody, please, Mick Rosser and Robert Mark answer why Robert Mark is interested in doing discovering to try to find out as much info as possible about Adriana and perhaps others. I want to know what is this. Yeah, I mean, what are the interests? Because Bob accused me more than once to being paid to destroy Pacifica, and obviously now he's interested in discovering about me. Should I tell my customers again that, you know, they will receive some information saying things like, Indiana is a communist. Be careful or something. I want to know. I'm interested. Why?
Maybe I'm asking your question. Maybe you should admit you have sued Pacifica.
I say it to everybody.
Earlier it was a comment made about people that sue Pacifica. You have sued Pacifica.
I say it to everybody in the last meeting. I say.
But I don't know what your basis of your information regarding me is.
You are not interested in making discovery to know anything about me.
I'm not going to investigate your personal situation,
well,
no.
It's not something that is circulated in Pacifica and is built. That's okay. The two of you deny.
I once told a member of the media, if you get the question right, I'll answer it.
Okay. Is your interest really making discovery, knowing something about Adriana and perhaps other members? Because you can ask me everything, and if
no,
you say that,
I am
being
not
today,
investigating Adriana Kosselman.
Okay, perfect. Bill, you're saying the same thing.
I'm not volunteered to investigate Adriana Costa.
Bill, you say the same thing.
What?
Hey, folks.
Why are you wasting Pacifica's resources with your lawsuit?
Hey,
you
hold on
have
a second.
No basis in law.
Why? Because you are trying to.
I'm going to entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. We are adjourned.
My friend is getting $20,000 a year in health insurance. So is his wife. This is called we don't have room for cronyism.
Nancy,
let's get rid of health insurance for me.
$20,000 a year. Full time paid staff.
Nancy, is this yours?
Yeah, I'm back. That's CPA, CPA, audit, paid. Keep this color something to send me the jewels for the check. They spend me, I want to know. They send me the check.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.